Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off topic.
No. Off limits.
Off limits. And we keep it real.
One day.
We're going to keep it same kind of, you know.
Yeah. It's the all same. The same shit. Yeah. All the same shit. Anyways, happy birthday, Rhea.
Yes. My daughter is.
She's officially a teenager. How are you feeling about that?
It hasn't hit me. Is it supposed to hit me? I'm not sure. But like, she's been like, you know, as tall as me. And like, I don't
feel
anything.
She's all legs. She's I saw her tonight. You guys were recording legs. Tonight. Sujata's still on her cleanse. Or her, what do you call it?
Ultimate detox. Yes.
I am on my third glass of wine. We make the best couple. She's my DD. Yeah. While she's on her tux.
I'll take care of her. I'll take care of her. Yes, I'm on my detox and
yeah,
just living it up.
So 13.
She's 13.
She's all legs. Anyway, my point was we're night recording and she comes out in like her little cute short shorts, which I wish I could wear. More than half her body's her legs.
Yes. She's got barely any God torso. She's Golly. All legs. So think about it. I've been buying her Bermuda shorts.
And they look like short shorts.
They look like TZ Dukes on her. Like, no, I was like, oh, okay.
And you buy me Bermuda shorts and they look like jorts.
Barely covering those butt cheeks.
They're coming up to my cankles.
Yes, no. Yes, she's 13. I'm excited for her. Just, you know, she's
but all her friends are like turning 13 this year, right?
Yes, so it's like, yes.
It's like a special moment for them. Even though like technically nothing officially changes, but like turning the 13,
she's a teenager.
Is monumental.
It is. Mm-hmm. I just, yes. So my little girl. Aww. I know. I just still feel like it was yesterday. And I'm going to tell you, time flies by.
Girl. That ain't flying by fast enough for me.
What?
Yes, because I hit that reset button. It is not flying fast enough
What did
for me.
You do? You need to tell me because it goes by so fast.
I had Laurel. What did you do? Have another baby.
I was starting a little. I know a couple. And they, no. They are starting all over.
What are their kids' ages?
I think one is maybe 11. The oldest one is 11.
Uh-huh.
The youngest one is maybe 4.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not like not too bad. No.
Yeah.
How old are they though?
I have no idea how old they are. I think they're my age. They're my age, I think.
Like what's your age?
43? 43?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oof.
So I don't know. Maybe a little bit younger. Maybe a couple years younger than me. But like, I cannot imagine. Like, you know, like you're. It's like starting all over again.
It's not that I, you know, I.
And having a baby at this age, I like for me, whenever I had Aryan at 35, it was already like, oh,
tiring.
It was very tiring. Getting out of the car.
Yeah.
Just the aches and whatnot. But
so I had Laurel at 39. And I think for me, because I already had two and she was just like a late one. She just doesn't give as much attention.
And she doesn't give?
She doesn't get from me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And
yeah.
A lot of it is because Breslin, right?
Yes.
You know, I have to do everything for Breslin. So she's like Miss Independent. You know, she's just like on her own a lot.
That's right? Why she gets her way and whatnot. The way she
because I don't have time and I'm too tired. And so when she's begging for candy and like never stops because she's so fucking hard headed, like she will not stop.
Oh yeah, I remember her saying
like,
hello,
fine,
hello,
fine, get the damn candy. So she gets probably this is why I probably like did not like my brother for the longest time because my brother was 5 years younger than me and he was also the only boy. I swear I hated him until basically I was 18.
Because he got everything?
He got everything he wanted. And so basically that is what exactly I'm doing to
Laurel.
Like,
I don't have time.
I don't have time. I don't have the patience. I don't have the energy. And I don't want to hear you do this. So whatever you want.
Preston's really one lucky girl, though. Because you know a lot of middle child kids?
Me? Middle? What are we going to talk shit about me? I'm middle child.
Bob is, too.
What are you going to say?
They all get ignored. Oh. Isn't there, like, a middle child, syndrome?
Yes, I think you are right.
Like, they have a complex about...
Well, I don't have... I'm just more closer to my friends. Like, my biggest thing was having a lot of friends because, I guess, like, maybe didn't get all that from...
Yeah,
so
your parents.
I'm more of like that.
Yes.
Which, you know, you're getting that somewhere. That's kind of cool. You know, I've always been really grateful about that.
But then Breslin gets all your attention.
She does. Lucky. She gets a lot of everyone's attention. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. But she cares the most for you.
Yeah. Okay, so what else? How's your detox going?
I'm on my last week.
Yes. And so does that mean after this week, what do you get to eat and what do you get to drink?
So I...
More importantly, I want to know when we can hang out and fuck. I mean, granted, listen, we have fun regardless.
Yes.
Regardless.
Absolutely.
But it's a different level.
It is. You want someone to like join in.
And be
like
in my orbit. It.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, you know, I'm going to put in spice first.
As in
my first introduction.
Chili
peppers.
You have not had your serrano peppers?
No.
Girl.
I know.
Every meal you have a little one.
Did I not
tell
you that I took a little lick? Remember I told you of like my kid's food that my mom made?
A lick?
Just a little lick just to see like, oh, I want to taste that because I couldn't have it.
Yeah.
It was so spicy. I was.
Shut up.
I was like, ooh. And Rhea's like,
so
mom,
you lose it? Uh-huh. So basically, if you don't use it, you lose it. Is true.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Girl,
so I feel like you
bit my hand in your house. You see this?
Is that a mosquito bite? Where's the
mosquito? No, bitch. It's an ant bite. What do you think it is? It's a mosquito bite.
I can't tell what it is.
In your damn house. Anyway, so you lost it.
Lost what? No, but I lost my. I lost. It's so late. I lost. Yes, I lost my spice tolerance. Ooh. But I told everybody because.
So you're like me now.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was like, ooh,
you know what?
I can taste that black pepper in my food.
Shut
I was
your
like,
fucking face up.
I was like, ooh, I can taste that black pepper. I could.
You know why? Because you talk shit about me. That's not even true. Okay.
You.
I like pepper. I put pepper in all my stuff.
You put it in your drink.
I put pepper in my scrambled eggs.
You know what? When you de-seed, it's not the same thing.
I'm not talking about pepper. I thought you were talking about black pepper.
Oh.
Are you talking about jalapeno pepper?
We are so off. We're off right now.
Okay, we've been off sometimes. Jalapeno pepper?
Jalapeno pepper.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to de-seed that. If I eat a seed, I'm done for the night.
Black pepper.
I can't taste shit after that.
So... people brag about my spice level.
Well, you're starting over now.
But I said I'll build it up all the way. So I went to my mom's house today and she made their spicy Indian food. I was like,
okay, so you had a couple licks of that?
No, I had a couple of bites of that and my stomach was like burning. Mm-hmm.
You had the chili shits.
Now I know what
did you have the chili shits?
No, I actually didn't have to. But I was like, oh, this is what other people feel. Like, you know, I understand.
See, now you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, yours is on a different level. You're Mexican.
Well, thank you. I get it from my mama. Okay, so, you know, sometimes on our podcast we have very, like, funny topics. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to get real. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So I figured that... Today, I would talk about a little bit of Breslin, a little bit of Laurel, because how we had Laurel was because of what Breslin was going through. Mm-hmm. So, if it is like a trigger for some people, I'm going to talk about loss. Abortion, IVF.
Okay.
And I don't know where everyone sits on their stance and stuff, right? But to me, that doesn't matter. What matters is your personal experience. Mm-hmm. Because wherever you sit on that topic of abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, I think you can't honestly talk about it until you're affected by it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're running on assumptions. Mm-hmm. And that is not accurate. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. I'm with you.
So Breslin has a genetic disease. Not, I don't want to say disease, but her, you can call it cerebral palsy because that's what people describe it as. But
what do they call, what
is it? You can just say cerebral palsy because okay. It just presents itself that way. But really what happened to her, and she's like a unicorn because no one else. Did you just make it more romantic in here?
I did.
You just turned on the lights. Yes,
I did.
Damn, girl, I'm drinking wine.
I know.
You ain't got no bra on. Shit. What's going on in here?
trying to like, you know, that seriousness. I'm trying to.
I know. You were, as I was talking, I was like, what? Holy shit. No. Okay. So, what happened with Chaz and I, and this like is crazy that it happened. So I have a variance in one gene and Chaz has a different variance in the same gene that I have my variance in. And most people, you know, you have all your genes. When you run a test, no one has perfect genes, but on one side of one of the two genes, you have a normal gene. And so as long as you have a normal part, you don't have any of the symptoms. So what happened with Breslin, she inherited both of ours.
Is that what she inherited? Does everybody have that? Or
so clearly I have a variation in one of my genes and I'm still fine because the other side, it's two parts, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a variance in one and the other is normal. So as long as you have a normal counterpart, you won't have any symptoms.
Okay, but what is that?
Variance? Mm-hmm. It's a number sequence and no one knows, right? So they pull studies of people who have this variance and it showed like hearing loss, muscle tone loss, failure to thrive, which basically means like a smaller growth, seizures, all that stuff. Right.
Okay.
But no one else has the series of combination of variances that Breslin does.
Okay.
So she is our little unicorn.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so that's what we found out. So honestly, Donovan could have mine or Chaz's or none. But the fact that he has one that is normal, he won't ever display symptoms of anything.
So basically, Breslin got your
variance, and Chaz's other side variance. So both sides are affected.
Okay.
And so if you remember back in like chemistry mm-hmm. or whatever, you got like capital A, capital A, small a, capital B. She inherited both things. So every one of our offsprings has 1 in 4 chances to be affected.
Okay.
And that isn't, okay, we had an affected one, then the next 4 pregnancies or next 3 pregnancies are normal. No, every pregnancy is 1 in 4.
Oh, so mm-hmm. fair, pretty, okay.
Yeah. So
25, okay.
You know, when I had Breslin, it was such a, you know, I can go into all the other stuff, but this podcast is not about that. So I had Breslin and it was just like a total shock. And, you know, it was a lot of work that I thought that we were done.
So, okay. Can you go from the beginning? Like, when did you start seeing?
I started seeing delays.
Because I met
like
you.
I started seeing delays like at 1 year old because our friend had a baby 2 weeks later than Breslin. Okay. And I was seeing all the things that she was doing, all the things that Breslin wasn't doing.
Okay.
So then I was like getting a little concerned and they were like, oh, all babies walk, all babies sit, all babies do other stuff. Uh-huh. Because I was never exposed to that and neither were all these other people exposed to that.
Uh-huh.
Which I get, you know, you only speak what you know.
Right.
Truth is, not all babies walk.
Right.
Not all babies can do all the things.
Yeah.
So
you were just kind of comparing.
I was comparing. So then we did lots of tests, and then we found this out. And so I was basically done having kids because I thought, you know, I can't spread myself out too much. Like, Breslin is taking a lot of our time, which is like nothing I would complain about, but like, mm-hmm. I am done having kids. So we got rid of like all of our baby stuff, everything. Mm-hmm. I told Chaz to put that crib for sale or give it away, put it away. And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to like, you know, put it in the attic just in case. And I was like, there's no way, no way. And then I think when Breslin was 5, we had, I don't want to say a scare, right? But I was late. I took a pregnancy test and Chaz was at work and the pregnancy test came back negative. But we both kind of talked about it and we both kind of like a little bit, a part of us like hoped that it was positive, yeah. Which was like the first discussion that we had ever had about the possibility of like maybe having another child. Okay. It was totally off the books.
Okay, so y'all never talked about it.
We had never talked
years.
About it.
Okay.
And so this opened up that discussion. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, I would be open to it. You know, obviously, like, I could not have another one of Breslin. Mm-hmm. Right? And so it's like 1 in 4. Okay, like, what are the chances of that? So my problem was never getting pregnant. I never had a problem getting pregnant as soon as we tried.
Okay.
So when I stopped taking birth control, then we got pregnant.
Okay.
So, okay, I'm pregnant. I didn't tell anyone because I knew we were going to have a test. And the test that you get is a CVS. It's not the normal test that people would sign off on their pregnancy. You have to take a more in-depth test where they go in and they stick a needle in like basically your belly button.
Uh-huh.
And they take some amniotic fluid. And amniotic fluid,
uh-huh.
And they test that.
If you're pregnant?
No, when you're pregnant, but you have to wait till you're 12 weeks to do that.
Oh.
Because, like, I guess the cells don't form to test that until 12 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So we go and we have that test.
So wait, you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying. After the first time came back negative, after this, y'all decide y'all are going to start trying. Is that
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got pregnant right away.
Okay.
So then I'm pregnant and the guy, you know, we're like, we want to test for this. Well, at 12 weeks, I test for it. And of course, it takes 2 weeks to get back. So I'm at 14 weeks and it comes back and it's positive. It's positive for the same thing as like what Breslin has, both.
Oh, wow.
So listen, here's where I tell people, like, you can never judge anyone, regardless of wherever you stand in your religion, your faith, what you think you know. You don't know until you're literally walking in someone else's shoes. I knew I could not have another baby like Breslin because, first of all, I could not be there for Breslin or any of my other kids knowing what I went through with Breslin. Second of all, I couldn't be there for myself because I already knew what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things could have, like, I mean, you know, we kind of talked about it. We haven't gone in depth, but like, I just knew I couldn't have another affected baby like Breslin because I don't know if I could have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know how much Breslin
requires. And this is why people were like, oh, you could have done it. Like,
what?
No. I'm just saying if people were like,
yeah,
well, I would have taken the baby. You say that, you don't know
what to do.
Do not judge people for their decisions, their choices and stuff. If you've never literally been in their position.
Right.
So we got the results back. And after, you know, conversation, I was like, I cannot do this for my mental health, my physical health, the health of our other kids, the health of you, for the health of myself.
Uh-huh.
I cannot do this. And so we chose to abort the baby. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was able to get an appointment, right? So you have to go twice. So you have to go the first time and they like talk to you about your options and stuff like that. And then you have to come back.
So you have to do that.
Yes. You have to do that first visit. So that first visit I go and there are people picketing outside as I was walking in. And that is just like a mind fuck because you're just like, first of all, I don't want to be here. I don't want to have to be doing this, but you also don't know my situation, right? And so you go in and it's like the greatest equalizer because you're in there with like people who don't have insurance, people who this is like their 10th abortion, people who don't give no fucks, kids who are 14, who their parents are there with them. You have people like me who don't want to be here, but have like an affected child. Mm-hmm. It and then people who are like really high net worth who for whatever reason have to do it too. So that room is full of all demographics, mm-hmm. all everything.
Different situations.
Different backgrounds, yeah. Different situations. And it's all cash. No insurance pays for it, right? So it's all cash, but it's legal at that time. Because this was in 2019 that we did it.
So it has to be like a different facility. It's not
part of the... It is a facility.
It's not part of the hospital
or anything? No. Okay. No, it's a different facility. And so when they call me, I go back and they know my situation, right? And they're just like, would you like a priest? Would you like all that stuff? And I'm just like, no, right? I don't want anything. And I ended up, by the time you do all the things by default, right? So you do the CVS at 12 weeks. It takes 2 weeks to get the results. So that puts you at 14 weeks. Uh-huh. I have my first appointment at 15 weeks and then the actual action appointment at 16 weeks. So I had an abortion at 16 weeks.
So you were 4 months in.
Yeah. But that's just the natural progression, right? Oh, and wow. So when they say... no abortion after 6 months, 6 weeks. You don't even know if you're pregnant yet.
Right.
You don't even. So like I get really passionate about this. And I know people listening, they are sometimes like some of you guys are super pro-life. Some of you, you know what I mean? All I will tell you is that do not make a judgment until it happens to you. Until it happens to your daughter, until it happens to your sister, unless you know someone like that or you, mm-hmm. you have no fucking business mm-hmm. judging or telling people what you think is right or wrong as to what they do with their bodies.
Right. No, absolutely.
I am, you know, mm-hmm. that is what I will say. And some people... And never, ever, ever mm-hmm. assume what people have because there are people who have met me and they will talk about that stuff, not knowing that what I had been through, what I have been through mm-hmm. and what I've gotten done and just assume that like, oh, you grew up Catholic, you're against abortion. Well, you know what? Things change.
Right. It's situational, right? Like
it's totally situational.
It just depends on where you're coming from.
Yeah. And so
I mean, I won't bring up my my opinion on the whole stuff, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, so we did that and it really affected me. It really did. And so, yeah, it really affected me. And so I knew at that point I wanted to have another baby. And so what we realized is I didn't want to have to try it. Might again, my problem was not getting pregnant. I didn't want to get pregnant and have to go through an abortion again or do anything if it was an affected baby.
Okay.
So we ended up going the IVF route.
Okay.
And of course that costs money. Mm-hmm. So we ended up like, I was taking all the medication, doing all the injections and all that stuff. So I only had to go through one round of...
Oh, I remember you telling me.
Okay. Yeah, one round of injections and fertilization. Retrieval. Okay. retrieval.
Okay.
So I was like a fucking hen girl. You know, I had, I laid 36 eggs.
Yeah.
30. And I must have been 38 at the time. 36 eggs they got out for my first retrieval. And all like the nurses there were like, girl, if I hadn't read your chart, I would have thought you were like 21 years old.
Really?
Because I had so many eggs. And I felt bad for any time I had to go there and they had like to measure them, because like you got to measure every egg. They were like in my appointment for a long time, like measuring in my
ovaries. And you had so many.
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
What's the shots and all that you have to take? I don't know. I don't know the details or specific stuff.
So the shots are, and again, I don't know exactly all the details because I had to go through, just run around. Is for your fallopian tubes and stuff and your ovaries to produce as many eggs as possible.
Okay.
On both sides.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. So I like physically, I looked a little bloated because I had so many eggs.
Yeah.
And so they retrieved 36. And after every level of like fertilization and transfer and stuff, you like diminish. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as soon as they told me they got 36 eggs, Chaz and I were like, oh, okay, we're going to decide, like, let's just have a conversation of what we want, like a boy or girl.
Oh, so
or
you
whatever.
Can actually select.
Oh yeah. They do all of that stuff right away, because they also like, not only they had to create specific probes for our unique variances.
Okay.
So that also took a little time, right? So they took a probe, they developed a probe for my sequence.
Okay.
Also Chaz's sequence, and they tested every fertilized egg for that. In addition to like Down syndrome, trisomy X, all the natural things that you would test for.
Okay.
Girl, I kid you not.
I kind of know where you're going. Go ahead.
We got left with one egg. Fully fertilized
egg.
Isn't
that something?
And that egg has my variants.
Oh, really?
But it's okay, because as long as the other side, she's just like me. Right?
She is just like you.
Oh, God.
That was Laurel.
And she stuck. And I got Laurel. So she's almost like, I have a unicorn baby. I have a miracle baby.
Oh my god.
36
gosh.
Eggs and I got one. And that one stuck and I had it. You know, because then the other part, you have one, you don't know if the egg's going to like stick and you're going to full term and all that stuff. But like, yeah, I mean that is why. You know, and my best friend in the whole wide world does IVF. So it almost comes like crazy full circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she was kind of like not coaching me, but just like kind of like supporting me on it, all the stuff. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, it was a process, lots of emotions. And I mean, I remember telling you when I was pregnant. And you were like, oh my God, I've been wanting, like you said something about like, I've been wanting to hold a newborn.
Yes, I remember that. I think I remember.
Because it was during COVID, I told you.
Yeah, during COVID. I think I found out through Facebook first. I think you had Yeah, because you had a toilet paper.
Oh God, yeah. I had toilet paper, gloves, masks, and everything.
Yeah, like your announcement.
Yeah.
And then I called you. I was like, what? Or I texted you, I was like, and I was riding my bike. I remember it was hot because what else were we doing at that time?
Everyone learned to ride bikes.
Ride bikes and be outdoors. So I remember I was outdoors and I was like riding over here in this area. And then I saw your text and I was like, oh my gosh. Like Facebook. Yeah. Announced it, so I texted you. And that's when I told you, I was like, oh, I was having baby fever.
And
I was like, I want to hold a baby. And then I got to.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. I got to have Laurel a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. So like, I just, you know, I guess my whole point in the story is just that, you know, first of all, you know, never judge anyone.
Yep.
You don't know what they've been come from. You don't know where they've been, what they've been through. And just because your personal beliefs are something doesn't mean other people have to believe that or mm-hmm. abide by that. Like, mm-hmm. you are not right. You are only doing what you think is right.
Right.
Okay. Other people are doing what they think is right for them. And so I just hate that everyone is trying to do like an umbrella for stuff, because even medically, things don't happen like right away.
Right.
You know, like I told you, I had to wait 12 weeks for that test. I had to do all that stuff. And so like, even if like there was no sooner time I could have done it than how it happened.
Right.
You know,
that is so, that's amazing. Just, I'm just saying one was, I can't just, my mind is like one was just left and that was Laurel.
Oh, I'm sure that doctor tells that story all the time. And if I, but honestly, if I like, I got told that story, I'd be like, fuck, that's not going to happen to me already. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I never thought, but like literally the advances, and I'm just so mind blown from what we can do and what, and I'm all for IVF. And I know the same people who talk about abortion is wrong and whatever, 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 like having IVF, you're messing with God's stuff. But if the, you can eradicate and get rid of a lot of diseases, cancers, genetic things, like I am all for it, because you know what? Those are the same people who complain about how insurance and Medicaid and Medicare for like people with disabilities, like it all trickles down to stuff. You know what I mean? Right. And so it's bigger than that, but I'm just so grateful. And the fact that like my best friend does that is mm-hmm. just like a crazy, crazy.
It's a full, like you said, full circle, right?
Mm-hmm. So Jada, you fall asleep there?
A little bit, yeah. Can you tell? Mm-hmm. I started to move. I'm like, okay, let me move over here. My eyes were going cross-eyed.
Oh my God. Okay, so we won't finish here, but what I want to wrap up with is, if anyone is going through anything or has gone through anything or like, you know, doesn't understand it, I'm not saying you don't have to understand it. You just have to respect it and just know that no one is like, and if you have an issue with what I did or what we did as a, you know, then that's you. You can totally reach out to me and talk about it. I'm open, whatever. But like, I am a firm believer that you cannot generalize something if you have not been through it, if you don't have like a close relative who have been through it, because I guarantee you people always try to find exceptions to the rule, but it's always the same rule, right? Mm-hmm. Like if, let's just say a senator was totally against it, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just say their 13-year-old daughter got molested mm-hmm. by an uncle and got pregnant.
Yep.
I guarantee you abortion is going to happen. You know what I mean? So like until you're faced with something that would call for it,
mm-hmm.
you think you're all against it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait till your son, if your son got someone pregnant at 13, would you want, you know what I mean? So just like, you gotta like think of those things, because it's not an all or nothing.
Right.
There's a lot of areas for that. And I just, again, we're all authentic here. Our pretense is like no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We are like, you deal with what you have to deal with.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
No, that's absolutely. I do want to ask a question so everyone kind of knows a little bit more. What are some of Breslin's symptoms?
So Breslin's symptoms, she does not walk, so she is in a wheelchair.
She used to walk though, right?
She was in a gait trainer and then she had some seizures. So seizures are the worst thing ever to happen to any kid or person or whatever because it's like a setback. So she was sent walking, but she was using a gait trainer. And then she had to have hip dysplasia surgery. So hopefully we are on the road to that again, to start that again. But like literally the seizures like really like set her back from a lot of stuff. That she has cochlear implants. She is delayed, so she's nonverbal as well. So she uses a assistive technology device where she like looks at pictures and it verbalizes what she's looking at. So it's incredible, incredible technology that they have come and made. It's so amazing. And the school that she's going to, I cannot praise it enough. She is really small, so she is 9 years old, but she weighs 37 pounds. Mm-hmm. And so Laurel's probably in the same clothes as she is. I'm probably missing that she's G-tube fed.
Okay.
For the most part.
Because she whenever does take
she was eating a lot of stuff, but like the hip dysplasia surgery really set her back on that. So it's really hard to say because she's had a lot of setbacks, but it's not like anything that she couldn't do before that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like really unknown. And you know, it's just now, honestly, like where I'm at presently is just that she is where she is. I don't have any expectations. Obviously, you know, you want your child to be able to do like all the things.
Yeah.
But for me right now, I just want her to really be able to like express herself, communicate needs and wants, be happy, know that she's loved, and she's with us, right? So, you know, we go somewhere, she comes with us. She is like our child, and we have to do different things. We have to like accommodate her, and I mean, this is our normal, this is our family. And so the other thing to that, which is like really on the flip side, is like, yeah, you know, can she come hiking with us? No. But would I not choose to take Breslin and Laurel hiking? No, I think I would like leave Breslin with someone, because I also have to remember that like I have to give my other children experiences. And so obviously, like, you know, you have experienced like mom guilt and all this stuff. So do you feel guilty like not doing everything inclusive, or guilty like not letting your other two kids experience like other things? So just like navigating that, that's going to be the story of my life. And I'm sure that's the story of like a lot of people's like special needs kids, right? To just like do different things. But I know that, and you know, would she be happy trying to do that stuff? Probably not. And so like you just trying to find that like medium, right? You know, you do everyone trips and then you do some trips and stuff, but like I don't want to hold any of my kids back from any experiences because just of our family dynamic. We just have to change it a little bit sometimes.
Now, I think I saw that she had, I think with Breslin had wished Donovan a happy birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Then didn't she write something to you? Like, what was it she said?
Oh, she wanted to find mermaids with me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. When I saw that.
And
I was
she is like so smart. This school has really tapped into like a lot of things for her to express. You know, we have that lake house, and they said she talks about the cabin all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And I was telling Chas today, because we just had her kind of like progress report, like wrap up year end a couple days ago. And she like wants to be at the cabin. She wants to visit the cabin.
Oh,
and
so she enjoys it there.
She loves, and honestly, like we all love it. It's super low key. It's so,
yeah.
It's such a retreat for us. You know, you've been there. And so,
oh, yeah, it's super peaceful.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so Chaz is like, oh, that makes my heart so happy. So that's one of the reasons we got it, is because it's only an hour away, you know, and sometimes it's kind of hard to like do long trips with her because sometimes she'll get pain in her hips and all that stuff. But this is like perfect because it's an hour away, and but it seems like so much further away because of the, just like the environment that you're in.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's perfect. It's nice worked out so well. Gosh. Yeah.
So what are some of Breslin's favorite like things? Like
she loves nails, painting.
Really?
Yes. That was on her purchase report. She loves when my mom, she says, I like when,
I've automatically.
Okay. It, like it's good. Like really dark here. Girl, you want to start making out? What the fuck?
lights turn off.
Holy shit. I can't see anything.
It's 11 o'clock. So it turns off by itself. Here, I'll turn it back on.
Alexa, turn on the light. Alexa doesn't like me at anybody's houses.
There you go.
Oh, did she do that because of me?
No, I put it on.
Okay.
She didn't listen. She'll listen. She listens to guys.
So Alexa doesn't listen to me, but Alex listens to me. You know, you can change it to a man's voice.
Okay.
He listens to me all the time.
I've got the Indian accent in my daughter. I think Rhea put the Indian accent
Shut
in
up. What does it sound like?
A lady with a
like what
with an Indian accent?
Do it.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, where are you?
Shut up.
You know, I don't have an accent.
Oh my god.
So it's hard for you. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. So she loves books. She loves drawing. She likes snails. Painting nails. She loves reading. She loves math. She loves money.
Oh, I know she goes around asking.
She got that hustler award. Asks everybody for money. Golly, like we're fucking broke.
I know. What about bracelets? I remember she used to love
bracelets. Yeah, she still loves jewelry. Yeah, like honestly, she has been the greatest joy, and I will tell you, she has changed my life forever. But I also will tell you that, like, I could not do another child like that because I could not be present for anything, and it would not be healthy for me or anyone in the family. So this is where I'm coming from.
Well, it's only one of you, right? And it's hard to divide that attention.
But even, like, just mentally.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, you cannot. Absolutely. I could not. And I knew what was healthy for me. I knew good before that. Yeah. And I'm glad I spoke up, because I even spoke to be honest with you, my doctor who first saw me after I had Breslin after I started finding out about that stuff. And he was the one who put me on medication. My mom was there too.
Oh, I remember.
And my mom was like, you need to go. And he, you know what he told me? He goes, I have delivered babies everywhere. Uh-huh. And I have delivered healthy babies to crack addicts. And I have delivered not healthy babies to people who followed everything in the book. This is nothing that you did. So just know that, because I was also getting depressed and everything because I thought I did something.
Well, that's the first thing, you know, you blame yourself.
Right? Yeah. And he was the best doctor. And you know what, when I told him about that thing, you know, when I had the abortion, he was like, I'm so glad you did, because you know what, I would have told you to have one because you would not be here.
Aww.
If that happened. And sometimes you need someone to be totally honest.
No, and you do, especially, you
know,
when it's
and
like
he
that.
Knew me. He knows my family. He knows everything. And good so plan. I'm so grateful for the decision I made. I am glad. I'm proud of both Chaz and I for doing that and speaking up again. You know, until you walk in someone's shoes, do not judge them.
Right.
Yeah.
You did forget one of Breslin's favorite things. She loves men.
Oh God.
Doesn't
she? She loves men, not boys.
Men. That's what I said. She
like
loves men.
At least 30 years old and up.
Yep.
Damn that girl. God dang.
She's starting real early.
I know.
I swear she's the spitting image. She's like a mini Jacqueline.
You know what Chaz says? Chaz, every time he sees us like cuddling up together, he's like, God damn, y'all look alike. Oh, they're like fucking
twins.
Oh, I saw
it. When you were just talking right now, I can see it.
Shit. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, Sujata. Well, I guess that was our podcast.
Yes.
I know this was a lot, and I wanted to get this out there because if you guys are going through anything, whether it's an IVF, whether you've gone through something and you don't want people to know, you know what? If you don't want people to know, that's your thing. For me, our podcast is all about authenticity, putting it out there, being real, being honest. If you don't agree with it, you know what? That's fine. But I just want you to know, whoever is out there, not alone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, one of our biggest platforms is do not judge.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't judge.
Yeah. You don't know what the other person's going
right.
through.
So a lot of people didn't know this about me. A lot of people didn't know this about me. That right. I had gotten an abortion. Right. And that I had breast and Laurel with IBS.
Right.
But again, you're not alone. So if you want to reach out, totally fine. I mean, if you don't, know that, you know, we are with you. Mm-hmm. We support you. Everyone acts in their best judgment. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, follow us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms. Rate us. Click some stars for the love of God. And write us a review if you feel inclined to. But we will see you later.
All right. Have a good night, y'all.
Bye.